Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And yesterday we went to Kaohsiung's Lotus Lake, or actually Jacob and Maggie went to Lotus Lake.
Yeah, 就是莲池潭，还记不记得？不过我去高雄的时候，我有看到，但是我没有参加这个什么呢？高雄左营万年祭. How do you say that in English again?
左营万年 Folklore Festival.
Pretty long.
Yeah, if you want to know what it is in English, that's what it's called. Basically, the festival is to celebrate Baoshen Daddy's birthday.
对呀，所以我们有昨天有学到保生大帝可以保护我们身体健康. Next time, or next year, maybe I could go and check this out.
Yeah, we should go together because being healthy and having a healthy body is very, very important.
I know, right?
All right, so there's a lot more to learn about Kaohsiung and the Lotus Lake, so let's take a look at our article to learn more.
Discover Taiwan. Kaohsiung's beautiful Lotus Lake. Jacob and Maggie are riding bikes around Lotus Lake.
What's your favorite part of Lotus Lake?
I like the dragon and tiger pagodas the best.
Why did we have to enter through the dragon's mouth?
You won't have good luck if you enter through the tiger's mouth.
I see. I'm glad we did it the right way.
Jacob points at something.
What's that over there?
That's the Pei Chi Pavilion. It honors the god Xun Wu.
It's so big.
Yes, it's 22 meters tall.
Let's take a closer look.
They take photos of the Beiji Pavilion.
We should ride our bikes all the way around the lake.
Good idea. There are some fun things to do on the other side.
Like what?
We can try some water sports like wakeboarding.
That sounds fun. Luckily, I have my swimsuit with me.
The two friends keep riding their bikes.
What's your favorite part of Lotus Lake? What do you like the most about Lotus Lake? What part of Lotus Lake is your favorite?
I like the dragon and tiger pagodas the best. The dragon and tiger pagodas are my favorite. My favorite is the part with the dragon and tiger pagodas.
Word power!
Favorite, favorite. Mrs. Young is my favorite teacher because she always makes us laugh. Mrs. Young is my favorite teacher because she always makes us laugh. Mouth, mouth. Jamie's mom asks him not to talk when there's food in his mouth. Jamie's mom asks him not to talk when there's food in his mouth. Glad, glad. I'm so glad to go dancing with all my classmates. I'm so glad to go dancing with all my classmates. Swimsuit, swimsuit. Teresa bought a new swimsuit to go to the beaches on summer days. Teresa bought a new swimsuit to go to the beaches on summer days. All right, so let's take a look at our scenario. It says, Jacob and Maggie are riding bikes around Lotus Lake. So They join this festival, but they also can do things around the lake too.
Okay, unfortunately, I can't ride a bike.
It's okay, we can walk a bit.
Okay, okay. 所以呢，我们看到 Jacob 跟 Maggie 开始就在这个莲池谈判，骑着脚踏车。啊，不过我跟 Tiffany 如果要去的话，我们可以在附近散步也是 OK 的啦。
We don't have to go too far. All right. Next, Jacob says, "What's your favorite part of Lotus Lake?"
就说 Jacob 就很好奇问 Maggie 说，诶，你最喜欢这个莲池潭的哪个部分呢？
He asked, what was your favorite part? And favorite here is a word, power word. It's spelled F-A-V-O-R-I-T-E. Favorite.Favorite here is used as an adjective, and it's something that you like the most. For example, my favorite color is pink. It means this is the color I most like, or I like the most. Or, my favorite Disney movie is Sleeping Beauty. So out of all the Disney movies, Sleeping Beauty is the movie I like the most. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Mrs. Young is my favorite teacher because she always makes us laugh.Mrs. Young is my favorite teacher because she always makes us laugh.
Oh my gosh, my favorite Disney movie is also Sleeping Beauty.
No wonder we are BFFs.
You are
my favorite friend.
I love to sleep, by the way. And right now I'm wearing pink.
And you're beautiful,
which is where,
too.
Like, Oh my God. Am I your favorite friend? Am
you
I
are,
your favorite teacher on the show?
You are. You're my favorite.
Okay, 大家是不是有点想要吐了？没关系，我们只是在造句，让你学习 favorite 这个形容词，就是最喜爱的。For example, did you know that green is actually my favorite color? I love green so much. Okay, 那如果你想问对方，像是哎，你最喜欢的电影是什么，也可以用到这个字。What's your favorite movie? What's your favorite song? 最喜欢的歌 OK, 这些都是很好的 icebreaker questions, 破冰很好的问题。那看回刚刚的例句提到，就是杨老师是我最喜欢的老师 ，my favorite teacher， 因为他总是逗我们笑。
Next in the article, Maggie says, I like the dragon and tiger pagodas the best. So, of course, at the Lotus Lake, this is something I think we see mostly when we look at Kaohsiung. We know there's the dragon and tiger pagodas. Right? I've seen those pictures before.
所以 pagoda, okay, 我们提到的就是 tiger, dragon, 就是龙虎塔。这是 Maggie 最喜欢的。
And it's very famous in Kaohsiung. Jacob then says, why do we have to enter through the dragon's mouth?
Interesting question. Jacob 就说，诶，对啊，那为什么要从龙口进入呢？
There must be something, there's a meaning behind it. But before that, let's take a look at the word mouth. It's spelled M-O-U-T-H, mouth.Mouth is a noun, and mouth is on your face. It's this part of your body. So it's the opening through which food passes into your body. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Jamie's mom asks him not to talk when there's food in his mouth. Jamie's mom asks him not to talk when there's food in his mouth.
OK, 我们来看一下 mouth, 其实就是嘴巴啦。那像是呢，你记不记得，其实我们很喜欢吃的巧克力 M&M, 他们之前有一个这个 slogan, 就是只容你口不容你手，就是 melt in your mouth, not in your hand. OK.
Remember that.
Yeah, 然后有时候呢，我们会怎么样？我们会说 keep your mouth closed when chewing. OK.
Oh, I don't
like
that.
Yeah, it's like talking with your mouth full. That's really rude, 因为大家不想要看你一边讲话，然后还有一边看到食物跑出来。
Nah, I don't like that. It's very gross.
对啊，所以刚刚的例句 ，Jamie 的妈妈就要求说，哎，你嘴巴里有东西的时候，有食物不要说话。
That's right. Don't eat with your mouth full.
Gross.
Yes, very gross. All right, next, Maggie says, you won't have good luck if you enter through the tiger's mouth. Oh, so there is a certain way for you to visit this place. So you have to go through the dragon's mouth first instead of the tiger's mouth. So that's really interesting.
Okay, 所以 Maggie 就说如果你从虎口进入就不会得到好运 yeah, 好像是他们会咬我们那种感觉、
oh,
So maybe、
okay.
dragons like lucky, I guess、
And dragons are quite a lucky symbol in the Chinese culture So that makes sense
Okay.
Jacob says, I see, I'm glad we did it the right way、
Good.
So luckily they went through the dragon's mouth first instead of the tiger's mouth And he was really glad that they did it the right way Now, glad here is also our word power word, it's spelled G-L-A-D, glad Glad is an adjective and it means pleased and happy. You're very happy about something. So you can exchange these two words, glad and happy and pleased, or three words actually. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, I'm so glad to go dancing with all my classmates. I'm so glad to go dancing with all my classmates.
所以 Jacob 刚刚就说我懂了我很开心我很高兴、我们刚刚做对因为他们是从 dragon 就是龙的口龙口进入的这里他提到的 glad 没错它是个形容词跟 happy pleased 都有高兴的意思 OK 所以像是我们常会说 glad to meet you OK 就很高兴认识你那看回刚刚的例句提到就是我好高兴能跟全班的同学去跳舞
Oh it sounds a lot of fun too Alright, so next we can see something else is happening in the article. It says Jacob points at something. So something's happening, he points at it. Now when you point at something, this phrase means to use your finger and let other people, you know something or you want to make something obvious for other people to see. But it's not very nice to point at people.
Right.
It's not very polite sometimes. So don't be like, hey, look at that person. That's actually quite
Super
rude. But,
rude.
Yeah, but you can point at objects. For example, hey, look at that cloud, or look at that car. That's okay, but don't point at people.
Right, 没错。Jacob 这时候就指向某个东西。不过还好呢，我们用指向什么什么，就是 point at something。但是呢，通常呢，刚刚我提到 Jacob 不是 point at somebody, 对不对 ？Because it's not polite to point at people. 就是如果指别人讲话，我觉得这是很不礼貌。那或者是有时候可能会说。Oh my God, it's time to leave, okay? And you're pointing at your watch. 你可能就会指向你的表，然后说，你看时间，我们可能要离开了。
That's all right if you point at objects,
yes.
But definitely not at people. It's very rude. All right, so don't eat with your mouth full and don't point at people. Those are two very rude things. And then, so Jacob points at something and he says, what's that over there?
Jacob 是好奇宝宝，他说，哎。那边那个是什么啊？
Maggie says, that's the Peiqi Pavilion. It honors the god Xuan Wu. Okay, so there's probably another kind of building or structure. And then Jacob wants to know what's that thing over there. And we said that it's to honor the god Xuan Wu. And when you honor someone, it means that you want to show respect to them because you admire them or you think that they're really, really important.
很有趣哦。这时候 Maggie 就解答，他说那个是北极亭，然后他供奉玄武大帝哦。这里提到的 honor， OK， 通常我们会讲 honor your parents， 可能尊敬你的爸妈，或是 honor God， 就是我们对神的一个尊敬的一个态度。
That's right. And Jacob says it's so.Big, and Maggie tells him as well, yes, it's 22 meters tall, so that's pretty high.
对啊，真的很高大，因为 Maggie 有提到它是有22公尺那么高耶。
And then next, Jacob says, let's take a closer look.
Okay, 所以他们就想要靠近一点看，这是 Jacob 他很好奇哦。And then they take photos of the Peiqi Pavilion. Okay, 他们当然就是靠近就可以拍了一些北极亭的照片啦。
And it should look really great as well. Jacob then says, we should ride our bikes all the way around the lake. Laura's like, oh,
no.
You do that yourself.
Exactly.
So he says he wants to ride all the way around the lake. So all the way, this phrase means that we use this to talk about how long or how far the distance is. And it usually means to go around in a full circle. So of course, the lake is round. He wants to go the full circle to go all the way around the lake.
Okay, 所以好险我不是跟 Jacob 去，因为我没有办法怎么样。一路沿着这个湖畔骑着脚踏车，一路怎么样呢？就是 all the way.像是有时候呢 ，Tiffany 如果呢从很远的地方来探望我，我可能会很开心说 ，Wow, you came all this way or all the way to here just to see me?
Of course, you're someone special.
I know, right?
Distance does not matter.
I know. Love you too.
I love you. All right. And Maggie says, good idea.There are some fun things to do on the other side. So besides the pavilion and besides the tiger and the dragon pagoda is it, or the structures that we see. There's other fun things to do on the other side of the lake.
很有趣哦，所以 Maggie 说这个湖的另一边有些好玩的事情哦。And Jacob says, like what? 像是什么呢？
Maggie says, we can try some water sports like wakeboarding. Oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't know you can play on the lake there.
Right.
Wakeboarding is a really kind of fun sport where it's kind of like skateboarding, but instead you're in the water and you're being pulled behind by a boat. But don't worry, your feet are strapped to the boat so you can easily stand up.
It sounds dangerous as well. 我真的 I'm not like an athletic person, 所以我都很怕什么 ride bicycles, 或是像这里提到的 wakeboarding, 就是宽板滑水。所以 Maggie 就说他们可以试试看一些水上运动，比方像是这里提到的 wakeboarding。OK, 那这里呢，他用举例的方式，用 like。其实我们也可以用 such as or for example 来用来举例，比方像是 they studied subjects.Like physics and chemistry, or you could also say such as physics and chemistry.
That's right. Jacob then says, that sounds fun. Luckily, I have my swimsuit with
me.
So he's very, very prepared. Let's take a look at the word swimsuit. It's spelled S-W-I-M-S-U-I-T. Swimsuit.Swimsuit is spelled as one word, so don't split the two words up. It's a noun, and it's a special clothing that women or girls or just anybody that they wear to the beach or the swimming pool. Now, we can also call it a bathing suit as well. Now, we have many different kinds or different styles of swimsuits. Sometimes you might see people wear a bikini, which is basically a two-piece swimsuit, or you can even have a one-piece swimsuit as well.Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Teresa bought a new swimsuit to go to the beaches on summer days. Teresa bought a new swimsuit to go to the beaches on summer days.
Okay, 这时候 Jacob 就说，哇，听起来好有趣，幸好我带着我的泳衣哦。Jacob 还蛮妙的哦，随时带泳衣。OK, 我们学一下 swimsuit 的英文就是泳衣的英文就是 swimsuit, OK?那其实当然呢也可以用 bathing suit, 可是你知道在澳洲我们是用一个特别的字叫做 togs, T-O-G-S, 你一定不知道对不对
I didn't know that.
Swimmer, 我们也会用 swimmer
I've heard of swimmers before.
对啊，然后呢很简单，我们来学一下像是这个泳帽呢相关的一些配备，就是 swimming cap,或者是 goggles, 就是有时候我们会戴蛙镜OK? 还有呢比基尼，很多人发音发错都会把这个 K 的音发成 G, it's actually bikini, OK, but a lot of people say bikini, that's
because
wrong.
Maybe because of the Chinese,
English,
right?
Okay. 好吧，所以其实英文不好就一定要发音要正确。好，那看回刚刚的例句，就是 Teresa 为了在夏天里去海边就买了一个新的泳衣哦。
And then we see in the article here that the two friends keep riding their bikes. So there's a lot of fun things for them to do and they ride their bikes.
When we go there, that's not ride bikes.
Don't worry, we can walk or we can use a scooter. We can
scoot along.
Good idea. All right, so we have a magic box here. So let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back with our review time.
Hello everyone, this is Celine. 人讲话呢就是很爱举例。Celine 我呢很爱吃甜食，像是蛋糕、巧克力之类的。你看我一不小心就举例了。那英文的话要怎么举例呢？我们可以说 I like to eat sweet food like cake and chocolate. I like to eat sweet food like cake and chocolate.通常呢后面会接名词或是动名词，那接动名词的时候呢我们可以举个例哦，譬如说 I have many hobbies like fishing and watching movies. I have many hobbies like fishing and watching movies. 我有很多嗜好像是钓鱼和看电影。那使用 like 举例的时候呢就要先讲出主要子句，像是刚刚的就是 I have many hobbies, 后面用逗号和 like 再加上你要举例子就行咯。那除了 like 以外呢，我们也可以用这个 such as 来举例，例如刚刚那句我有很多嗜好像是钓鱼和看电影，我们也可以改成 I have many hobbies such as fishing and watching movies. I have many hobbies such as fishing and watching movies. 用 such as 前方呢就不需要再加上逗号。那再举个例子， Mr. Wang has many houses in different cities such as Taipei, 高雄 and Yilan。 王先生呢在很多城市有房子，像是台北、高雄还有宜兰。那除了 like 和 such as， 我们也可以用 for example 来举例，像是刚刚的王先生，我们就可以说 Mr. Wang has many houses. For example, he has one in Taipei, one in 高雄 and another one in 宜兰。书写上如果用 for example 可以另外起句，或者是说前面用分号，后面用逗号加注 for example， 这样子后面就可以加一整句话咯。例如 You can visit some cities in Japan. For example, you can go to Tokyo, Kyoto or Osaka. For example, you can go to Tokyo, Kyoto or Osaka. 你可以去日本的一些城市，举例来说，你可以去东京、京都或是大阪。所以你会用 like, such as 和 for example 来举例了吗？那我们来看看你记得多少哦，来考考你。我喜欢动物，像是小猫和小狗，这句话的英文又该怎么说呢？不要走开，答案即将揭晓哦。
The answer is, I like many kinds of animals, like cats and dogs. 或者是你可以说 I like many kinds of animals, such as cats and dogs. 还有哦，你可以说 I like many kinds of animals. For example, I like cats and dogs. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, this time I'm giving you guys another chance to beat Laura. And I'm going to give you guys another a definition、chance. And you have to guess the word. See if you can get it faster than Laura. All right, so this is something you wear to the beach. It's a special
swimsuit,
kind of clothing.
Not togs, because、yes. like, that's in Australia.
Or swimmers, or bathing、yeah. suit, all right.、this is something that you like the most.
A favorite.
That's right. And this is something that means happy. You're pleased about it.
Happy.
Another
glad,
word for happy.
Glad.
That's right. And this is something you used to eat food with. It passes、
Mouth.
Through your... That's right. Oh, she's really fast.
Really
Did、
good.
You guys beat her?
Not a chance.
All right. You guys have to 加油 and kind of do your
Add
best.
Oil.
Don't worry. We'll give you more chances to do that as well. But today, that's all the time that we have. So we hope you guys had fun. We are glad to see you again. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Kaohsiung's beautiful Lotus Lake. Jacob and Maggie are riding bikes around Lotus Lake.
What's your favorite part of Lotus Lake?
I like the dragon and tiger pagodas the best.
Why did we have to enter through the dragon's mouth?
You won't have good luck if you enter through the tiger's mouth.
I see. I'm glad we did it the right way.
Jacob points at something.
What's that over there?
That's the Peiqi Pavilion. It honors the god Xuan Wu.
It's so big.
Yes, it's 22 meters tall.
Let's take a closer look.
They take photos of the Peiqi Pavilion.
We should ride our bikes all the way around the lake.
Good idea. There are some fun things to do on the other side.
Like what?
We can try some water sports like wakeboarding.
That sounds fun. Luckily, I have my swimsuit with me.
The two friends keep riding their bikes.
Favorite.Mrs. Young is my favorite teacher because she always makes us laugh. Mrs. Young is my favorite teacher because she always makes us laugh. Mouth. Jamie's mom asks him not to talk when there's food in his mouth.Jamie's mom asks him not to talk when there's food in his mouth. Glad. I'm so glad to go dancing with all my classmates. I'm so glad to go dancing with all my classmates. Swimsuit, swimsuit. Teresa bought a new swimsuit to go to the beaches on summer days. Teresa bought a new swimsuit to go to the beaches on summer days.